Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Here we go, JV. Hooray! 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 They're gonna beat the Bengals! Hooray! 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 They're gonna beat the Bengals! No!
We like the Bengals. Starts now.
And we're back, baby.
Come on.
You can go Yahoo Day. Go Yahoo Day. Steelers call it another losing day. You can go Yahoo Day. Go Yahoo Day.
And welcome back to
Fuck you. We like the Bengals.
We are all in the red. I'm your host, Alex Schubert. Yeah. Does that sound loud to you?
Just a tiny bit, but we can. I can adjust on the fly. It's fine.
Yeah, let's adjust on the fly. Sitting across from me, bro, that is mine. It's going way up. Sitting across from me, per usual, is
Lloyd Johnson.
Looks like we have a couple guests in the podcast studio. Sitting to Lloyd's right.
Lily Johnson.
Welcome back to the pod.
What's up?
And sitting to my left,
the one, the only, the infamous Hi. Noodle Andrew. Man, Rude Boy.
So we got Rude LJ, boy. LJ, and I'm AJ.
And he's
my middle
AS.
Name is Joseph.
Oh, I didn't know that. Because I knew your handles were Andrew J. Rudick on the socials.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we
hello.
We got RAS. So,
hi.
Yeah. Hello. Welcome Hi. Back, Noodle Man.
Schubert touched my dick when we started.
So they were stating the fact that Schubert is gay before the podcast.
It was just sound check.
Yeah, it was sound check.
You don't talk about what happens in sound check post sound check, okay? That was private bonding stuff for all of us.
And so as a gag, I went over to touch Rudick's leg. I don't know. And then I think I got like a tiny bit of dick.
Yeah, it was a gag, all right.
We can make it an actual gag after if you would like that.
Alrighty. Let's party, baby.
Oh, boy.
Fun.
So other than the accidental homoeroticism, how are your guys' weeks going? Well, it's been a minute. Lloyd, how are you?
I'm doing all right, man. Yeah. Got my kid in town, so I'm pretty excited about that.
How's the week been for you guys? What have you guys been up to?
We've been eating and watching TV.
That's the move.
We did the Bastard Sermon. And
How hard?
Shout out Bastard Sermon.
How hard did you make fun of Cody Hucker?
I don't think I did that much this time.
Not that much.
I was kind of nice to everybody this
Good.
Week.
Good. Hopefully that translates over to fuck you, be like the Bengals.
In your dreams, baby boy.
To be determined.
Did not sound convincing.
Yeah.
Because
maybe.
Lloyd called me before the recording. And because I knew Lil was going to be here, and I'm just like, what's up, Lil? And she said, fuck you.
Yeah, that's your big sister. She's going to pick
she
on
She is
you.
My big sister.
So that's her job.
And it gets, she said it gets a little old making fun of me every now and then, which I get
It's a little too easy.
It is a little
point.
Too easy.
I think I've graduated. I think when I was like 16, 17, it was fun. It was great.
It was new. You were in the honeymoon phase of being a dick to me.
Yeah, I had a good time, and now it's just too easy. There's just too much. It's boring now.
Yeah, I get that.
I need a new autistic boy to show up.
Yeah. That's why I'm here.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah. Little nudes.
You're not autistic. You're al dente.
That's right. To the teeth.
To the teeth. Yeah, dude.
Mm-hmm.
But Rude Boy, you've been on the road a little bit.
You know. Yeah, I've been crying in a lot of hotels.
Yeah.
Yeah. back.
Are you touring with your sister right now? Or?
Yeah. Okay. Well, we kind of do intermittent tours, but we got some stuff lined up in the new year.
You're going to St. Louis, right?
Yeah, I was by myself in St. Louis, but we'll be in St. Louis in January.
Oh, so,
yeah.
I got a friend out, because that was like, anytime you're on the road, I'll be like, go see my friend Andrew.
Oh, you're sweet.
And they never do, but
that's okay. I appreciate you trying.
Yeah, of course, dude. And you're going to be at Comedy Castle, Royal Oak.
Yeah, in March. Yeah, in Michigan. Yeah.
I'll be doing a run there next week.
Oh, nice.
Little mini run. I'm doing a couple bars. I'll plug them at the end.
Yeah, plug and tug them.
No, it's just a couple bar shows up there. And it'll be fun as fuck.
Yeah, love it.
But because I remember I went to Mark Ridley's. I did the mic there.
Yeah.
I was one of the only people who knew how to tell a joke.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, some of the comics were so bad.
Yeah.
And that's him saying
you
that.
Were a good person at a show?
Yeah, surprisingly.
Okay. All right.
It gets old making fun of Schubert. Anyway.
Don't wave your giant hands. Someone
could get hurt. Someone could get hurt.
Careful with those things, man.
Yeah. Also, we were talking before the podcast. Lily asked me if I had a DJ name.
Mm-hmm.
I did, kind of. I didn't want one. I had kids give me them before. I did have to, like, one of them was just so dumb.
Don't love that you said kids there, but all right.
They're kids in college, but some of the people there, like, they gave me, like, there are a couple girls I knew back then who, and I hate this so goddamn much.
No, you don't. Girls talk to you.
You know, there's a give and take with this.
What was it, DJ Banana Hands?
Okay, so now that you know what my DJ name was.
DJ Pitch Perfect.
holy dick.
poor Alex.
I didn't know this. I was going to say my past DJ name. I didn't know that it was going to turn into a riff session.
Okay, well, quiet down. What was it?
It was DJ Respect.
DJ Respect.
Yeah, I hated it so goddamn much.
Was it because all the girls were like, oh, he's respectful. He's a good friend.
Pretty much.
He respects me so much, I'll keep him in the friend zone.
Yeah.
DJ Friend Zone.
DJ Friend Zone.
DJ Friend Zone.
Just the scratches fuck up because of the tears.
The text me to let you know you got home safe. DJ Friend Zone.
The beat drop is just, why not me? Did it? Let the beat drop. All women are whores.
Whoa!
Didn't like that.
That's more Pauly D than you.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
DJ Enzel over here. Goddamn.
Which is literally a step.
DJ, don't come to school tomorrow.
Shoot him up. No, I don't know.
DJ lost my trench coat.
Actually, I'm pretty sure he was the one. He was the guy at the club in Vegas.
He starts playing pumped up kicks, and everybody's like, "Yo, we gotta leave."
better run.
Yeah,
faster than Schubert's gun.
Oh, poor Schubes.
Oh, it's okay. No, what else is going on with you guys, Lil? How long you been in Florida? Like a year? Like since you've come back up here last?
Didn't I come up here in the summertime this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I came up here camping this year.
Nice. And you guys went to New York, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are those trips?
Dude, they're
so
much
fun.
What happened? I mean, I know, like,
we had a guy who fell into a fire. That was fucking amazing.
Dude.
My favorite part of the whole trip, when the guy fell into the fire.
Do tell.
What? Fire, man. You went to Burning Man?
Yeah.
I mean, he turned it into Burning Man. It was just camping on the
Bro,
Delaware River.
His whole face, his fucking arm. That shit was hilarious.
Like, all right, so he's sitting on a cooler, and he had just, like, taken, like, four or five giant fucking bong rips before he came over and sat down. And I just see him, like, pouring a couple of shots down his head, and I'm like, this is going to be bad. So I'm standing there near him trying to talk to him. He spends a good 45 minutes just like with his head down and eyes closed, like, and I'm like, I know that. That's pure crossfade. He's out.
He started to walk past me, and I turned to my cousin. I'm like, he's going to fall in the fire. So I start to get up out of my chair, and then I'm like, wait, never mind. I'm not helping this guy because he fell right into the fire. And I was just sitting there. People were giving me real dirty looks because I was just sitting there laughing my ass off at this guy who fell in the fire, and everybody was staring at me like, why are you laughing? He could be really hurt. And I'm like, because this shit's fucking funny.
And I wasn't making any better because I'm literally like rolling him out of the fire laughing.
I made fire jokes the rest of the thing. He'd come by, I'd be like, shoddy fire burning on the dance floor.
Here comes a marshmallow man.
He was a super good spirit about it, or super good sport about it, too.
Yeah, he got burned. He got roasted, literally.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you can't, I'm pretty sure that you have to stop that, something stop, drop, roll, take, but you can't put out the fire. Well,
someone make a stop, drop, and roll.
Like, you guys had perfectly structured jokes.
Just, for you, let's just go to stop. We'll figure out the drop and roll later.
Stop, drop, and roll doesn't work when you're actually still on the fire.
Yeah, we he wasn't burnt too bad, he was all right, but yeah, it was pretty fucking funny because he just like, he was walking and he just like did one of those like sideways drunk steps.
Yeah.
And I was standing behind, we put up like a little bar under a giant fucking tent when we go camping.
Yeah.
We actually have like a bar we put into the ground that, and I'm standing behind it and I go like walking around like he's about to fucking go on that fire, and then I hear her like look at my cousin Dave and go, he's about to fall in that fire.
The way he like walked into it though, it looked like he was trying to like drift, like in Mario Kart. Like he was like, into the fire. Like it looked like he kind of intentionally did it.
Like,
but
he thought an item was in there.
Yeah. I think he was like, a coin, cool.
His brain was so crossfaded, he thought he was a moth. Like, go towards the light.
It was like, I heard Mothman's out here. It's my time to shine, baby girl.
Is this a power up?
Yeah. So, but yeah, those trips are always so much fucking fun. It's like a group of people I've been going for
20 years.
I've been going since before she was alive.
No shit.
She got to go on this one with me. So
at the same age he was when he started going.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
that's cool.
That's super fun, dude.
Yeah.
I learned how to play poker. That was fun. And I actually ended up way farther than anybody thought I would be. I was I was in like top 7 or something.
Yeah. She did real well a group of like 30 or 25 that were playing, and
Dad almost got into a fist fight over it.
Yeah, that's true. I did almost have to hurt somebody, which I don't like.
So if you're the first person out of poker, you end up being what's called a beer bitch. So you have to go and get everybody's drinks for them.
Yeah.
And like, I was just like fucking around messing with him. Like, I get my drink for me. And then he's just all, well, how old are you? Blah, blah, blah. Like, you're not going to treat me like this. Just starts cussing me out. And
being
I'm
being a real beer bitch.
Yeah. Being a real
bitch. Well, he forgot the beer part. He was just being a bitch. And then at one point he slammed her cup down.
And then he poured out like almost my whole bottle of alcohol into my cup and then was just like, here. And I'm like, bro, that's a bottle of Ciroc. Like, what do you mean? Yeah. I had to pay for that with my own money and I was broke at the moment.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, Chad Daniels, I think it's either Footprints on the Moon or Dad Chaniels, where he's some comic is like roasting his son.
Oh, Isaac.
It's like, you're gonna help your son here? He's like, I sharpen the stick. I know how it pokes.
Yeah, I use that quote more than once on that camping trip because somebody, my buddy Dan, I forgot what you end up calling him, but I don't remember.
Is that Turbo?
I think it is Dad Chaniels.
Yeah, she made up names for different people and also was aggressively threatening to hit people with a hammer when they were being annoying. And
let's be fair. So I kind of like did a stupid human Lloyd trick with it and I was like, oh, we have no service out here. I'm used to having a phone in my hand. I'm used to being on my phone. So I like replaced it with this hammer that was just in my hand the whole time and everybody just started making jokes about me hitting them with the hammer. So I just started, I was like, fuck it, I'm Wreck-It Ralph today. What's up?
But yeah, it was. Everybody had a lot of fun. It was a great time.
That's fucking dope.
That's awesome.
You know who else had a really good time this past weekend?
Every Bengals fan.
God damn it. So I want to address something. I talked a lot of shit at 7:30 p.m. for 2 days straight.
Dude, the posts on the fucking Houday Nation thing that I don't remember that one guy's name, Adam. Something.
No, that was the War Room.
Oh, okay, whatever. There's one guy who he went on a full on fucking temper tantrum for hours. It just he kept posting just every like sad butthurt Steelers fan thing you could think of.
Yep.
He's like, oh well, yeah, you beat us because we don't have this or this, and you guys had like every excuse, every fuck, and on all of them, Alex is just right there, fucking like responding back, fucking with this kid. Like I imagine he now has like a like that Steve Buscemi list and fucking
Billy Madison,
and it's just Alex is at the top now.
Yeah.
So fun fact, I made another post in the AFC. We'll get to the game eventually because I want to tell the story. I think it's really fun. So I said, Adam Armstrong, his name was Adam Armstrong. Yeah. He roots for the worst team in the AFC North and also has the world's tiniest penis. And he commented immediately. He said, he just called me a fag. And like, I tried to respond to that comment, but it was taken down like 2 minutes later.
Yeah, yeah.
And now he's in Facebook jail.
Yeah, yeah.
So fuck yeah.
Yeah, he looked like he was like as butt hurt as you could possibly be.
Yep, it was
like,
so
I
much
feel, fun. I feel like if he's married, his wife for sure has two black eyes right now.
There was a tweet a while back that said, cops are like, I can't be racist. My wife's eye is black.
That's good.
But let's get to the game, shall we? Because you know why I talked a lot of shit, Lloyd.
Because we fucking won.
We pulled it off.
Yeah.
37-30. It was a lot of fun to watch. Let's start immediately with Joe Burrow. The FedEx. You know what? I promised myself I wouldn't do that before the podcast.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow is the air player of the week.
Fuck yeah.
24 of 39, 355 yards, 4 tutties.
No, you know what? He's the FedEx air player of the week.
Fuck you, Rick. I'm doing a thing here. But, nah, man. He just slinging it across the field. The one thing I will say, I was talking about this before the pod, the passes batted the line of scrimmage. And Lloyd was talking about this before, too. It's like, it's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, but I think that's just the style of throwing that certain quarterbacks have. And it seems like the ones who play that way kind of get better with that particular thing. Like, it seems like quarterbacks that throw like bullets like that, like real straight passes the way he does. A lot of them, I think, have that problem early on until they kind of learn to read that as part of what's happening. Mm-hmm. Like, is there someone here that I need to take one step to the side before I throw this or something? I think that's just a learned thing with time.
And especially like, oh my God, TJ Watt is 5 feet in front of me. Maybe I shouldn't throw it right in front of his goddamn face.
Yeah. So, I mean, when you're making reads and decisions that quick, I think that's a hard thing to notice in the moment.
Yeah.
But as I said, I think as they get better, like Brady back in early days, he had a million of them batted down.
And then he just became the greatest quarterback.
Phillip Rivers also, you know, if you remember, he used to like be real, he loved those like short bullet throws, but a ton of them got batted down for the first few years. So I think that's just something people get better at with time. Yeah.
It's crazy that it's his third year in the league already.
Yeah.
It seems like time has just fucking flown.
Yeah, I mean, but also for how good he is, you'd think he's been there fucking 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But air player of the week, ground player of the week for the Bengals is, we got to give props to Samaje.
Yeah, for real. As much as I've hated on him, he did real well.
He was just like he basically played the Tony Pollard role.
Yeah.
Which is catch it and run to the goddamn house.
Yeah.
And he did it.
And he did great. Usually, like, I mean, I think there was like 11, at one point in the past 2 years that he was like 11 passes in a row he had missed. So I shit on him a million times for not being able to catch. But this game, he did fucking fantastic.
He fucking literally 75% of his receptions went to the house.
Yeah, yeah.
It was insane. But I think he was able to do that because Mixon, I think, got a little concussion during the game.
Yeah.
Yeah,
which I think he's in the protocol this week. So.
Yeah, I imagine he's at least going to be out this week.
Yeah, which, honestly, after the fucking stomping he put on Carolina.
Yeah, he seems tired. He's probably just tired.
Yeah. Or he just fucking concussed as fuck.
Yeah.
Right.
It makes you tired.
It does. some receiving stats. T. Higgins was the leader
fucking
for the Bengals.
Off.
Yeah, dude, 9 receptions. 148 yards. He was his go-to guy.
That's a number one receiver for any team, easily.
For most teams. Because I was talking about this with my Uncle Cy Amundsen about this. Like, there are a lot of, like, the Bengals look at Ja'Marr Chase as the home run hitter. But you're forgetting that a lot of times, like, T is the one that's, like, consistently puts up stats like 8 receptions for 82 yards. He's not hitting the home runs, but he's getting that first down when you need it. Like, you throw it his way, like, T's catch rate is fucking insane.
Yeah, yeah.
So you throw it his way, consistently put it up the middle of the sideline, first down.
Yeah. This kid's going to go up and get it, and he's going to win more often than not.
Yes.
Fucking fantastic.
And also, we got to give a little shout out to our boy Trenton Irwin.
To the little man.
He got a game ball.
Yeah. He looked like he was so fucking happy. You seen that picture of him like hugging it?
Yeah. He was just like, it's just like the picture that just went viral.
Happy little fella.
But yeah, three receptions, 42 yards, had a clutch little tutty right there at the end of the game.
I think shout out for Boyd too. Like he didn't have big numbers, but like that Piron run, that block he set for that. Like he was out there doing work too. Like
yep.
He did a lot of the like screen work and stuff went through him and on that side. Yep. Him and Hurst, I think, really pulled their weight in that fashion in this game.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like you don't really notice that. Like, that's what a teammate does.
Yeah.
It's like you do good shit that doesn't get noticed. It's like when last year when the Bengals were playing the Lions and Mixon had – just a long fucking reception touchdown. But what people, I think this is a notable one, but I remembered it. But Chase threw a critical block near the end.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was fucking fantastic. And that made like Sports Center and shit over and over again. Just a block.
Yep. Speaking of Chase, he could be back this week.
Yeah. Burrow said in the little interview thing he did, I guess, yesterday, that he thinks Chase will be back. So.
It's a lot of people are worried that like we might be rushing him back, but he seems good. He's like, there was a picture of him. He's just smiling at practice. So he seems to be in good spirits.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to let him out there if he's not ready.
Yeah. I mean, like, this is like your prize's prize, who also happens to be a prize, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't think they, I don't think they'll put him out there if he's not ready. And also, I mean, ready's very relative for that because even like the doctor that was overseeing all that stuff, he's like, he could keep playing. It's just going to hurt. He's not going to do any damage to anything. It's just a.
It's going to be kind of like a nagging injury.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So instead of letting it get worse or irritated and waiting for the offseason to deal with it, give him a couple weeks. That way, by the time playoffs happen, you're not having him compromised in any way or anything like that. So I think it was a good idea to handle it the way they did.
Yes. And also, like, this stretch down the road is like you got Chiefs, Browns, Bucks, Bills. Patriots, Bills, Ravens.
Yeah.
It's no slouch. And like,
I think it's the hardest schedule left in the NFL.
Yeah. And this is like, you got to see December Joe come out.
Yeah.
This is going to, it's a nut stretch. And Jamar is going to be a very, very critical part of that.
Yeah. Especially like Chiefs with the secondary being as weak as it is.
I know. Certain ways, that game's going to be a shootout.
Yeah. It'll be fun to see if he can go off in that game, then yeah, I'm confident in that one. Bills game. Oof.
That's going to be, I mean, the Vikings pulled off and they beat them on the road.
Yeah. Vikings are fucking killing it this year, man.
Not last week.
No, I mean, just this year.
Yes. I mean, I've been talking with Uncle Cy about it. He's a huge Vikings fan, hosts the Vikings podcast. So going into this game, it was kind of brief with the preview because it was just, we beat the Steelers. I talked a lot of trash. Let's get to the Titans. They're a 1.5-point favorite. The money line's -120. I think it is a very winnable game. I think, I mean, I've said that a lot. The passing attack is not, it's improving. Like, Treylon Burks is, he's, like, kind of emerging.
Yeah, yeah.
As, like, a possible future number one target. And Robert Woods, he's always been a solid, solid guy. And Westbrook Akine is, he exists.
Yeah, he's there.
He's there. So, Lloyd, what do you think the keys to beating the Titans are?
First and foremost, DJ Reader.
Yes.
I think he is the key to last year, what he did to Derrick Henry. I think he actually, I think I said this in the last one we were talking about. I think he actually had more stops per attempt. Like, his percentage of stopping Derrick Henry was higher than anyone in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's a fucking fantastic stat to have if you know you're going against a team that's half of their offense.
Yes.
That's more than half of their offense is Derrick Henry.
Well, the difference between, because we beat the Titans in the playoffs last year. The difference between the playoff game and this game this year, it's almost the exact same scenario, except you are facing a fully healthy Derrick Henry.
Right.
Because last year he was like, you could tell like something was off. And then But this year, it's like he's back. He's good. He's fucking typical Derrick Henry.
You know, BJ Hill and DJ Reader beside each other. I'm willing to take that challenge. I think.
And you got, well, Henry's a guy who like mainly run up the middle, and you got fucking Trey and Sam on the outsides.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm not that worried about it actually. I think it's a very winnable game. I think if the Bengals lose, it'll be them losing, yep. not the Titans winning.
You have to, because the Titans' D line is no slouch.
No.
So you have to beat the Titans through the air, and Jamar, if he comes back, is going to be a huge part of that.
Oh, for sure.
Rudick, what's your key to the win? What's your key to the win this weekend?
Just have fun out there.
Have fun out there. Lily, what's your key to the win?
Drink a lot of water. Don't get hurt.
That's a good one.
hydrate.
What's that?
That's a good one for life in general.
Yeah.
Too. Just hydrate.
Hydrate.
Yeah.
But like we said, I think it is a very winnable game. It'll be fun. Lloyd, what are your plugs?
Check out the Bastard Sermon.
As always. But first, you ready to get to these burns?
Let's do it.
Yeah. I just thought it'd be like, well, we'll just do a 25-minute episode. Completely erase what we did.
Well, I just thought you were moving where we did plugs.
Nah. But first, I would like to shout out Sports Drink, who are they're a network sponsor. They're the fucking best. Shout out Daddy Andrew Steve. He's the fucking best.
Sports Drink. Spelled like Sports Drink without the vowels.
Yep. Go follow them on Instagram.
Yeah.
But the reason that you two are going to have some fun, and Lily's got a fun story with the Titans star player.
I do.
Yes. You ready to roast these Titans?
Let's go. Yeah.
Starting off with the mascot T-Rack.
With his two black eyes and dazed expression, it looks like he ran into linebacker Bud Dupree in a Nashville Walgreens. Or he went on a date with Rashad Weaver. Basically, any of the linebacking core seems to like hitting people. So.
T-Rack looks like a guy whose main job description is sexually harassing the cheerleaders.
T-Rack, with those booty shorts and black eyes, T-Rack looks like Rihanna after a car ride with Chris Brown.
Yes, let's go.
Come in, Ruru boy. Can you give it up?
It's the best lead-in ever to you.
All right. Lily.
Well, I'm just glad that now next time I go to Nashville, I know where to find ecstasy.
You just actually peel it right off that tongue.
Yeah.
This is from my Uncle Cy. T-Rack is a raccoon, which makes sense because he accurately represents the Titans free agency model of sifting through other people's garbage.
That's why he's the best.
He's the best. The owner, Amy Adams Strunk.
Uh-oh.
She dresses like a deaf lesbian.
Oh, no.
If you look her up, you find out that she is a very avid equestrian, and you know what they say about horse girls. I'm starting to wonder how a woman got to own a football team. Probably by riding all these studs.
Let's see. Amy Adams Strunk is also known as a hunter of foxes as well as washed up quarterbacks. Amy Adams Strunk is affectionately known as Mom among the Titans fan base. Yeah, your face is accurate. Which makes sense because she accurately represents the Titans playoff model of ending things just as they get fun. Mom, why'd you have to end it early? Rita boy, what you got?
I heard so stupid. When players get in trouble, they get thrown in the Strunk tank. It's so stupid. It's so goddamn stupid.
It's about to get stupider.
Here we go. I love it.
Have you seen the Titans past president?
No.
Oh.
You're gonna need a second to process this. Process that.
holy Muppets, that's not real.
Yep. He looks like he makes little boys out of wood. I'm a real boy. Oh, his last name's Underwood. Oh, no. He wants to be under that wood.
Shout out to that guy. He's provided years of fucking entertainment. He retired, so... It's nice send-off, sir.
Oh, it's nice to see the drapes match the drapes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. That can't be real, man.
It's
That's
totally
wild.
Real.
He looks like a monster. He looks like that. What is that fucking character in? Oh my god, Futurama with the mouth.
Zoidberg.
Zoidberg. Yeah, he's like.
I think I did make a Zoidberg burn of him once.
Yeah.
Holy fucking shit!
Oh, what a fucking.
He looks like he just got hit with a snowball. That's all I got. The GM, John Robinson.
Oh my god. John Date Rape Robinson.
He looks like Billy Devour.
He looks like James Corden was forced to eat at the restaurant where he was shitty to the waitstaff.
He looks like a crossbreeding between a Pidgey and a Snorlax went horribly wrong. I like to call this man non-action Bronson.
It's like someone put hair plugs on a canned ham.
I think it's great because they need more representation in the NFL and they finally got a porcupine.
Matt Gaetz dressed up as a porcupine.
Look at that suit. That's
where does that hell. Where does that chin end and begin?
It's one of the world's mysteries. We'll never know.
Yeah.
Gotta get Scooby-Doo and the Mystery Crew on it.
Yeah. Mystery Crew, baby.
Mike.
Oh, my God.
Vrabel. Mike Vrabel looks like his spirit animal is John Robinson.
He looks like the kind of coach that after handing out game balls for doing well, he hands out swirlies for doing bad.
He looks like your friend's weird dad who always invites you over to test out their new pool.
No, go ahead. It's going to be, you don't want to swim with your shirt on. You know that people don't do that.
Pop it off. Pop off your shirt.
You got anything on old Vrabes?
You smell light?
I mean,
you can have a sleepover after. We're going to make pancakes in the morning.
Yeah. Get some vowels in that last name. Not enough vowels.
I don't know if one's missing. At least one's missing.
I don't know if he's able to do that.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
He went to jail for stealing from a casino.
Did he really?
Yeah, he stole 8 beers from a fucking deli at an Indiana casino.
More like Mike on bail. Okay, Alex.
All right, cool. I just need a second to process that. Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill said that the loss to the Bengals in the playoffs last year sent him to therapy. Also sending people to therapy, Andrew Rudick's comedy.
Come on.
There it is. What do you got, Lloyd?
He looks like he has to use a construction barrel as a neck brace. So this will be for the local ones. He also looks like if Zach Wycuff fucked a llama.
I didn't know Zach Wycuff fucked at all.
Leave Zach alone.
There's a reason he worked at the zoo.
Ooh. Is he a llama
for
breeder?
For the llamas.
He is now.
Oh. Lily, do you have anything on old Tannehill?
So I have another comic joke. He looks like my favorite Cincy comic, Luke Old. He also looks like he Naruto runs into the bedroom every time his wife wants to have sex with him.
You got anything on old Tanny?
He looks like his upper lip smells like a fart.
Running away from his nose.
What upper lip?
His nose is running away from it.
Ryan Tannehill is so white, he's been promoted to kicker. And
he looks like grown-up Hitler Youth.
Isn't that just Hitler?
Yeah, I guess so. Fuck.
I think it's just a Nazi.
Cut it out.
No, that's fine. Backup Malik Willis.
Nice.
Malik Willis was drafted by the Titans because he perfectly embodies the ideal Titans mold of being completely unable to play quarterback. He's been pretty bad this year.
Malik Willis looks like the Hamburglar.
And so we're going to get into the
What you talking about, Willis?
We're going to get into the good stuff here. Lily, you're going to round this one out.
Okay.
Derrick Henry.
He looks like a giant turd taking another shit out of the back of its head.
It's like a Russian nesting doll turd.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry looks like whoop-ass Goldberg. He's just a fucking beast. I also need him to get me fantasy points this weekend, so I will be very, very cautious. What do you got?
This is the only one that I actually wrote a joke for. So here we go, because I'm sorry, I'm so lazy. It's pretty, and it's going to be so bad now because I announced that. There's
just
no
swing
way
it.
Pretty impressive that Derrick Henry has been the NFL's leading rusher from 2017 to 2021. And in that time, his hair has managed to star in all four seasons of Stranger Things as Vecna, a.k.a. The One, a.k.a. Mind Flayer. That hair! He hasn't cut it since high school.
It looks like Mr. Henke the Christmas Pooh.
Yeah. Talk about an offensive line. Also, in the 1 year that Derrick Henry got hurt, he wasn't the NFL leader. He felt like a real fish out of water because he actually is a fish out of water. Look at those eyes. Those eyes need to get together.
It's very Magikarp-y.
Yeah.
Anytime he runs, it's a Gyarados.
So, Derrick Henry. I don't really have a burn for Derrick Henry, but I have a story. I was in the same graduating class as his little brother in high school. I went to high school with his little brother, Donovan. And in high school, Donovan Henry really wanted to date me, like really bad. And he told me his brother had a deal with Nike so he could go on the website and get whatever he wanted for free from Nike. So he asked me to go out with him. And he was like, if you go out with me, I will let you get whatever you want off the Nike website. Like, you can have whatever you want. My brother, it's covered by my brother. And I still was like, no, I'm okay. Thank you, though. And less than a week ago, this kid hit me up on Facebook. I can pull it up on Messenger. He tried to message me and get with me again, and I didn't respond. And so he unsent the message.
Oh, no.
See, Alex, that's all you need. Just to get a big brother in the NFL.
Yeah, his little brother looks like Sid the Science Kid, which is a PBS show. That kid's... I wouldn't date him if his brother was like, I'll give you my bank account. Just
you just message him, FYI, I saw the message before you unsent it.
Yeah.
And now it's on a podcast. If your brother will promote the podcast.
Yeah, just send him a link.
If he retweets it, I'll wave hello at you.
Yeah.
I'll send you a pair of socks.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, that's my Derrick Henry story.
Does his brother also look like a fish?
His brother is actually uglier than him.
Oh, no. Oh.
They have different moms, same dad.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And now that we roasted Derrick Henry and his ugly fucking brother, who apparently has no game.
He does not. I don't remember this kid ever having a girlfriend ever. And he's like almost as tall as my dad, too. So, like, he's got potential. He's just fucking weird.
It's like he didn't need to have game because, like, oh my God, my brother's Derrick fucking Henry.
Yeah. Your brother's got all the game and you got none of it.
Yeah.
Oof. Speaking of no game, we got Treylon Burks.
All right. So instead of a burn, I just want you to read something that I found out about him.
Ooh.
What's that next picture of?
Oh, that's...
No, that's her. Sorry.
That's my burn.
It's also the one picture... in the file that says Boar, B-O-A-R. That was supposed to go on this one, too?
I think I forgot that.
Okay. Well, can you pull it, just the picture itself?
Yeah, I can do that. Let's. You're going to see some real technical shit happen here. Okay. So here we go. We're going to put that in the slideshow.
What's that file about being
is that it?
It says Russian secret agent file?
Okay.
Don't worry about it. That's some bastard sermon shit, bro.
Okay.
All right.
So here we go.
Just read that out loud for me.
Holy fucking shit. Burks is a hunting and fishing enthusiast. He is an experienced wild boar hunter, which involves hunting the animals with only his dogs and a knife. He lists The Sandlot and Home Alone as his favorite movies. Some of Burks' work ethic was developed on the farm of his great-grandfather Joe Burks, as he would do everything from baling hay to working in the chicken house. Burks has two dogs, a pair of American bullies named Zara and Zazu. All
right, so I'm not going to burn this dude because I do not want to be hunted down by two dogs and a knife. That's a recipe for a serial
killer. Derrick Henry should be worried. He's a fishing enthusiast.
So, yeah, that's why I didn't write a burn because I don't want to be hunted down with... Mm-hmm.
That makes...
If you're like, oh, my favorite movies are Home Alone and fucking The Sandlot, and I name my dogs after Disney characters, but I stab boar to death with a fucking knife.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's
everything's fine. This human chia pet shows up and tries to...
It looks like somebody put him on, like, one of those programs where, like, it's shock therapy every time he reaches for a cupcake. It's like...
Treylon Burks looks like the Mattel toy, a Sing-a-Majig.
He's got the same outfit, too. I love that.
Yeah. Look at those cheeks. There's such a resemblance there. The lips, the dead eyes.
Yeah. I love it.
Treylon Burks looks like Malik, what you talking about, Willis? I was going to make that joke later.
Well, that's what you get for hitting the slide too soon. You
know, that is my bad. Oh, boy. And next up, we have Robert. I forgot to write a burn for him, but that's okay.
Robert Clown Smile Woods.
Robert Jesus. Julia Roberts Mouth Woods.
He looks like Lionel Richie fucked a Cheshire Cat.
Do you have anything on old Robbie?
He's always smiling like he just saw his first titty.
That's the way I smile.
That's a great dance.
You'll never get someday. To see one.
Yeah, I will get there someday.
He's preemptively smiling just in case one shows up.
I've heard legendary stories of bosoms.
He keeps Game of Thrones on the background so he can be, titty. Yeah.
One day I'll go to see him in person.
Live in concert.
isn't that just fucking Tovlo? Yeah. What were you going to say?
I hosted this show for a few years. I've roasted millions of people, and it's time to be nice for once for me, just for a little juju. This guy's got a warm smile.
Yes, he does.
Really?
Yes. That's all I got to say.
I guess it's warm as in we could all climb into his big-ass fucking cheeks and burrow up in there.
It's warm like sliding into a warm bath after the pills kick in.
I saw the story.
A pill bath.
I saw the story on TMZ, and I didn't really have a burn for it, but, like, apparently his ex-girlfriend was, like, what was it? It was, like,
just showing up at his house, like, trying to get him to come out and fight, harassing him with, like, a whole bunch of other people.
Yeah, and they were, like, hiding from the security cameras around his house.
Yeah, The cops came, and they're still standing right around there, like, well, we're not doing anything. And he's like, yeah. Sure are. So he has, like, an emergency restraining order against her and all of her friends and shit.
Man.
Like, he can't handle his girlfriend problems.
Yeah. And I looked her up. Apparently, she's like a real estate agent now in Florida or in California.
His chain looks like it came out of a gumball machine.
It literally looks like a candy necklace from a distance.
That's how he gets those jaw muscles so fucking big. He's gobbing on them stoppers on that necklace.
Gobbing on them stoppers is a great fucking line.
There's also nothing funnier to me than a fucking bejeweled cross, too. Like, you know, Jesus was flashy.
You know, Jesus loved diamonds.
Yeah.
He washed the feet of prostitutes and then showed off his bling bling. Yeah.
Bro, this one's straight from Jesus's gorilla self.
And that's what he got with all that carpentry money.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick Westbrook Ikhine.
He looks like T.N. Tamara's little brother, Taj.
Yeah.
The one that played Teddy on Full House and Sister.
I affectionately thought of the nickname Mr. Sister.
That's good. I like that.
Nick Westbrook Ikhine looks like he chose to go to Indiana because that's the shape of his head.
I said he looks like he got his head stuck in the stretcher at Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. This long face-ass boy looks like the newest character on Bob's Burgers with the way his chin connects to that hoss-ass neck.
Why the long face? Genetics.
Nay!
Genetics.
Ikhine!
He's getting ridden by Strunk all the time. That
he's
fucking horse face.
Tank. Yeah.
And
he lives in the strunk.
That's what she calls her badge, the strunk thing.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's a visual I never want to hear again. Tight end Austin Hooper.
He looks like Brendan Slob. His face looks like how Brendan Schaub's comedy makes me feel.
Based on Austin Hooper's stats, I can assuredly tell you that his mustache and beard aren't the only things that can't connect.
He looks like a date rape connoisseur. A roofie sommelier, if you will.
That's a fucking good joke.
That's great.
Rude boy, you got anything on old Austin Hooper who looks like he only cries at 21 Pilots concerts?
He's got a fucked up nose. That's all I'm going to say.
He does. His head is way too small for his body. In the gift shop, they sell reverse bobbleheads of him.
His bobble bodies.
Bobble bodies.
Pretty sure that's what CTE does to you.
Yeah. It gives you bobble bod. For sure.
I like it.
And...
Oh, my
Chig
God.
Okonkwo.
He looks like Flavorless Flav.
So, what do you got? What do you got? What do you got?
I swear in the last Harry Potter movie, I heard Voldemort try to kill Harry Potter with this guy's name. I swear at the games when they announce him, people in the stadium start floating around.
Backup tight end Wingardium Leviosa.
Yeah. Beccaliza Menza. Chigakanawano.
If you scream his name real loud, you get a Flavor Flav Patronus.
Save some cheekbones for the rest of us, guy. Jesus Christ, his fucking mouth looks like a Russian nesting doll.
He took the gobstoppers off the other dude's necklace and shoved them in his cheeks.
No, he made them his teeth. Look at
him. So based on his name, if you had to make me guess Chig Okonkwo's birthplace, the last place I would have guessed was Powder Springs, Georgia.
Yeah, that tracks.
Yeah, that's all. Mm-hmm. It sounds less like his birthplace and more like where Ryan Tannehill makes a yearly pilgrimage.
It's like where Ryan Tannehill got his complexion. Yeah.
But now that I've brought that riff session to a screeching halt with that joke, Lloyd?
Alex.
Lily?
Alex.
Lloyd?
Alex.
Is this fucking Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Rudick?
What's happening?
I think we got him pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Autism awkwardness.
Love it.
So let's move on to predictions and bullshit. You guys, like we were saying beforehand, this is a winnable game.
Yep.
I think the Bengals can pull this one off. I say Bengals 453. Titans 2.
All right.
Player of the game returning is going to be Ja'Marr Chase. He's going to have 20 receptions for 712 yards.
Sounds about right.
6 touchdowns.
Like it.
2 safeties.
Interesting.
Bold prediction. The Titans defense all get hurt, and they have to swap in 2 bachelorette parties.
Oh, no. Hey. That's it. It seems like it's good. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. Yep. Lily, what's your prediction?
I predict Gisele Bündchen comes in and tries to find her new husband at this game.
Yep.
Nice.
I agree.
I love it.
Lloyd, what's your prediction?
I'm going to say Bengals 97.
Ooh.
I love it.
Titans pie.
Oh, okay.
I think Derrick Henry's going to swim to the top of the fishbowl and see the Thanksgiving pie, and that's my bold prediction is that DJ Reader and BJ Hill each eat one of Derrick Henry's arms.
Oh, that is a hefty meal because Derrick Henry is a strong boy.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
He's a strong boy.
Rudick.
I'm going to say Bengals 70, Titans 14.
Okay.
Bold prediction.
Only touchdowns.
Is,
I like it.
Bold prediction is I move out of my parents' house by 2025.
That's a bold one.
Yeah.
I predict Derrick Henry's little brother is going to get date raped by Hooper.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
At least he's getting some action.
Hey, right?
Yeah.
Hooper's just going to wear a lily mask.
Yeah, no. Don't hoop on him.
Oh, boy.
Stop, guys, before I end up having a stan.
It's going to be hanging with.
It's not so bad. It's not so bad.
Dear Slim.
Dear Lil, I wrote Dear you Lil. Back, but you still ain't calling. I got a Nike gift card for you at the bottom.
Well played, man.
That was excellent. That's awesome. Oh, my God.
Well done.
Lloyd, what are your fucking plugs?
Check out Bastard Sermon.
As always.
Free episode every Sunday. Patreon members get that episode early and an extra hour. $5 a month, it gets you thousands of hours of podcast.
Yeah.
We've had some fucking bangers on lately from Gabe Kia, Zach Wycuff, Jeff Tate.
Lily Johnson.
Lily's been on. Yeah, we've been, Alex has been on recently.
A ton.
Schubert, or,
I've been, yeah, you already mentioned me.
Yep. Rudick, we gotta get you back on sometime soon in the new year. So, but yeah, check that out and go Bananas Comedy Club.
Go see Lachlan Patterson this weekend.
Yeah, he's I'll be up there Saturday night. So,
Go see Sean Patton when he comes through.
Yeah, that's a fucking murderer.
Yep, he's the best.
I just watched Kevin Bozeman rip that fucking place apart.
Yep,
he was so goddamn funny.
Kevin's the funniest. And Sean's the funniest.
Yeah.
But, a little comedy gossip for you.
All right. Well, yeah, that's it.
Rudick.
Yeah.
Plug your stuff.
Just follow me on at Andrew Rudick Comedy or
TikTok
Andrew J. Rudick. What's that? Follow me on Instagram at Andrew J. Rudick. Are you Dick?
Oh.
What about your tiki-talkie?
I don't really care about the TikTok. It's all the same stuff everywhere. Okay. But it's the same handle.
Yep.
I'm just never on it as much.
Yeah, it's I was on it for a little bit, and I actually started doing pretty well, and I just stopped caring.
Yeah.
Because I think it's just, there's so much to keep track of with, social media shit.
Yeah.
I think Instagram is kind of I think Reels, it's easier to get traction on your clips.
Yeah, for sure.
What's the most likes you've gotten on a reel?
I don't know.
A lot.
I think Lloyd Johnson has more TikTok likes than all the rest of you.
Hell yeah.
Lloyd Johnson went viral on TikTok.
Yeah?
That's true.
Yeah.
Which video?
It's a video on my TikTok of him listing off his parental rules.
Oh,
so it's
nice.
What are the rules of parties and everything, and what are your rules for drugs and all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
He went completely viral, and he is now known as the father of TikTok.
That's
He's
awesome.
Everybody's dad.
Yep.
That's so cool.
Yeah, the comments are all people being like, can you adopt me? And
yeah.
That's
it's so fun.
That rules.
You're still on TikTok a little bit.
Yeah.
You still post the videos every now and then.
Yeah. I go viral a lot, but not for... Awesome. Good reasons.
Yeah.
So
I kind of get that vibe.
Yeah.
And it's not your fault.
Yeah. We'll keep that not here.
Is there anything you do want people to follow?
I think the only real plug I have this week is Robinson's hair, because that's the star of the show.
Come on.
I like it.
Rude Boy, what are your dates?
They are on my website. You can check it out. I'm andrewrudick.com.
Fucking have your own website, you little whore.
Yeah, man, you gotta have your own website. I've had a website for years, man. We're comics.
I got a website. I think I'm gonna try to launch one pretty soon.
You should.
I got a lot of things I gotta do, but because I'm lazy, I got some dates coming up. This upcoming week, I'll be in Michigan. I'm doing Max Monday nights in East Lansing on Monday. Tuesday, I'll be at the Comedy Experiment in Dexter. December 6th, this is tentative but pretty set in stone. I will be at Acme Comedy Company in Minneapolis,
nice.
Minnesota.
That's awesome, dude.
I'll try and find a Wednesday show for Chicago. But this is a big one. This Sunday, watch the Bengals beat the Titans. And then 4x3, local production company, they're putting on a show called Put It On Tape. Follow 4x3 on Instagram. They will have all the details. There's two shows. Are you on one of those?
Yes, I'm on the early show.
Yes,
you're on the late show.
I'm on the late show, and it'll be so much fun. We're just taping our sets. We're gonna try to get those sexy ass reels.
Where are they at?
Mm-hmm.
What is the place?
I think it's where they've shot some of those specials that.
Yeah, like
space.
Lee's.
They
special.
Said it's like a. They said message them for the address.
Yeah, message 4x3 on Instagram for the address. Yeah,
should be great shows. Looks like everybody. Pretty much everybody seems like they're.
Yeah.
Gonna be on there at some point, at least all the people I want to see.
Yeah.
And speaking of specials, Blake 182 just came out today.
So
holy
good.
Shit!
So good.
Yeah,
I was there for it.
I was there for the taping, and man, he fucking for the crowd that was there, the noise that he was generating, it's hard to compare to anything else I've watched. He really came out and fucking ripped top to bottom. You're used to having like kind of slow spots in there. There's never a point where you ever actually caught your breath during that whole special.
No shit.
It just was laugh, 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 laugh. He kept hitting you.
He's that fucking good.
It was fantastic.
There's one line I do in one of my bits, and 90% of the time when people compliment a specific bit, it's that specific line, and it's something that Blake wrote, and it drives me fucking crazy. Constantly people are like, oh my God, I love that one line that you did, and I'm like, I didn't fucking write it. He's so good. He's the best.
Yeah, he's fucking monster. Rand special is still out too.
For the Room.
Great.
He got a shout out on Bert Kreischer's podcast.
Did he?
Yeah.
Rand Barnacle?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Okay. Yeah. My uncle.
On the Bert cast.
That's my uncle.
Yeah. And no one knew how to pronounce his last name.
Yeah.
Barnacle.
No, it was like, what did they say?
Which one was it on?
I think Andy Woodall and Tommy Johnigan.
Okay.
It was like near like the 16-minute mark.
All right, cool. Yeah, but yeah, check that out. For the Room, YouTube.
Check out Lee's special, Mike and Molly.
Yep, on Tubi.
Philly P's got a special coming out.
Yep, not sure when that's hitting, though.
Yeah, I'm thinking of... Rudick, are you planning one at all, or are you just kind of along for the ride?
Not yet, but maybe in the future. I don't know.
Yeah, I might do a 4x3. I'm trying to do a 4x3 one in the next year or two. I also have a... Because Lloyd was at this set. I got in pretty good with 800-pound gorilla.
Yeah.
Because the producer was at the show, and it was like the best set I've had this year.
Nice.
Yeah, so, it was a lot of fun. It was a great show.
Awesome.
But all that aside, this is a fun one.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, man.
Rude
I had a
boy,
good time.
Yeah,
Rude Boy. Lily, thank
thanks
you guys for coming
us.
On.
Mm-hmm.
And all that being said, before we knock this all down... Lloyd.
Alex.
Lily.
Alex.
Rude Boy.
Alex.
I think we have one thing left to say.
Fuck you, Tennessee Titans. We like the Bengals.
Hooday.
Fuck you. We like the Bengals.